Hello and welcome to Spoilers Intended, a podcast about series and films. I'm Ryan, joined as always by Andrew.
Hello!
And Steven.
Hi, hi, hi.
And in this special unscripted, we're playing 20 questions. What kind of 20 questions? We're trying to guess a movie or TV series that has been reviewed
particularly me and Steven are trying to guess.
Yes, Andrew and Steven, I'm hosting.
Ryan is here to torture us.
They are guessing.
He thinks he's going to torture us.
Through the rules, you probably get this in like one question. Here's the rules. They have 20 yes or no questions to figure out the movie or TV series, and it's something that we have recorded on this podcast, okay, right, that we've reviewed. So a movie or TV series. Mm-hmm. From episode one till now.
Sure.
Okay,
so it's a lot something. Of content.
Yeah. Now, the other caveat here is they cannot ask questions about the episode. They have to ask questions about the movie or TV series.
Gotcha.
Right. So I can't ask like, so did Ryan love this?
Right. Because normally when you're playing like 20 questions.
Was Ryan on the cast for this?
Yeah. That would, by default, eliminate a lot of stuff. Yeah. Because normally when you're trying to guess 20 questions, you know, it's all movies ever and you're narrowing it down. We have a very finite amount of content. So the less we can like
don't just say that.
It's very finite, but there's a lot.
It's a lot of it. It's finite.
Don't make the listeners think that we don't have a lot of content.
It's not infinite.
They can access right now on our website, spoilersintendedpodcast.com.
Yes, exactly. Finite is a correct word, though. AI's just generating new episodes in the background. We haven't cracked it yet.
Sure, to get out.
Okay, so is everyone clear on the rules?
Sure,
yes.
20 yes or no questions. You can confer with each other. Mm-hmm. He can ask three in a row. You can take turns, whatever happens. Okay, so I am thinking of a movie or TV series that we have reviewed.
So I think that the first question we should ask for any of the, no, not even that, is it a movie or is it a TV show?
That's fair.
Yeah. Is it a movie or is it a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do we want to do some decades here?
Well, we could do decades, or we could always, the second question we could always ask is Ellen Ripley the main character?
Now that's, what a waste of a character. Yeah. What a waste of a question. It's only one review.
But it guarantees you that we know it's not Alien.
You eliminate one review.
Like it would.
Yeah. I swear if you ask that, he's just guessing.
Oh, one more thing I should throw out is if you guess the movie and get it wrong, you lose. Like, you don't get to guess multiple movies. You get the one shot.
What?
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
You get the like one shot. The goalpost over here.
No. Sorry, I should have said that. You get the one shot for, like, the final answer.
Oh, boy. Right? We got to be real careful how we phrase this. Like, so this
try
is
to
star?
Use all 20 questions to make sure you
try to use all 20 questions.
So do we want to, like, whittle this down by, like, was this movie released between 1980 and 2000, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah, probably 20 years.
Do it in blocks, and then we can kind of hopefully
probably I think that probably makes sense.
You want to start from the 80s to the 2000s?
Yeah, because what's the oldest film outside of Alien that we've done? I think that is Blade Runner's the 80s.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like,
I think Alien's the oldest one we've done.
It's got to be close. If it's not, it's got to be real close. So I think 80 is the cut.
80 is the cutoff.
Yeah, because you can do 80, 2000, and then from 2000 to now.
Yeah.
So our question is, was this released between 1980 and 2000?
No.
Okay, so that means it's either 1979 Alien.
Now the real question is, do we waste a question to
narrow that? Did you say 2000 to now?
No.
80s
to 2000.
80s to 2000. No.
So 2000 to now.
Yeah.
All right, we got a free question on that one.
Sorry, I mean, it's the only other shot.
It's terrible.
That's right, how we're gaming the system here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a modern film or it's Alien.
Yes, I swear, if this is Alien, punch you.
Look, Alien was 1979. It's not covered. So the next time we do a question.
70s.
Say 1979 to 2000.
Just take the 70s to 2000. Just be safe. Oh, boy. Okay, so what should we do next? Do we want to, is this like sci-fi maybe? Do we want to do some genre questions?
Probably genre would help, but the problem is we do review a lot of sci-fi things. We could actually ask if it was Tom Cruise was in the movie. That actually narrows it down decently well.
Actually, a lot of our reviews because of someone's obsession with Tom Cruise.
Don't look at me.
No names mentioned. Do you want to ask that? Is that where we're going?
Is Tom Cruise in this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm never going to the end of this.
Okay, so that leaves us
17 Last Samurai, questions left.
All the Mission Impossible films.
What's it called? The crime thriller one.
Minority Report.
Thank you. I was pulling some real
points. And what else did we do? I think that's it.
I think we've done anything else with him in it.
I think that's it.
So do we ask them, is this film from the Mission Impossible franchise?
I think that's kind of a wasted question, though, because you're not narrowing it down that much.
Yeah, well, you narrow it down to either one of seven or one of, like, three other choices.
We could just ask if he was a samurai in this movie.
No, that's the worst of what I suggested. Andrew's really bad at 20 questions.
I'm just trying to help.
He's just really good at podcasts.
Is this film part of the Mission Impossible franchise?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Last Samurai. We got Minority Report.
Mono Report. Mono Report.
Mononucleosis Report.
Okay. So we have Last Samurai, Minority Report. I don't think there's any other movies that we've done with Tom Cruise in it, are there?
I don't know. I could pull up the website real quick and check.
No, don't do that.
No. Device is down, too.
Ryan's are here
no
checking.
Googling, no checking. Yeah.
Okay. So I think now we just have to ask if he was a samurai in this.
Go for it.
Was Tom Cruise a samurai in this film?
No, he was not.
Okay, hold on.
Is that a personal opinion?
No. So,
actually that's a fair point. Because
that is. He's definitively not a samurai in this movie.
Because he doesn't actually become a samurai.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that was actually a poor question.
That's a terrible question.
I probably wouldn't leave you out to dry on that one. Like
that would be
diabolical.
What a twist.
Actually.
That would be incredibly pedantic.
Just go full. Be so bad.
But it's why everyone was so bad. Oh, you made Tom Cruise the last samurai. The whole point of it was that he's not.
He's not. Yeah, like, yeah.
So we would
yeah, that
actually
was a poor
just
question.
Hoist ourselves on our own petard with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could, I mean.
Do we just ask, is he a time detective?
He's not a time detective in Minority Report.
What is he?
He's a detective.
Is he just a detective?
He's just a detective.
Is Tom Cruise a detective in this?
Yes.
Is the movie Minority Report?
Yes.
Yay!
Got it in 14. That's
all. Wait, 14 questions?
14 left.
14 left, sorry.
Oh,
sorry. Got it with 14 left.
He said that. I was like counting on my hands.
No, yeah. Sorry. Got it in six.
So
had 14
taking
left.
My socks off?
Like, I'm counting down over here, so I'm like, my brain's backwards. All right, way to go, guys.
That was,
I thought I'd come out the gate with a Tom Cruise one because I was like, that's an easy, like, narrow it down.
Unless we don't think of it.
Right.
Crap.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the thing is Tom Cruise, we have reviewed a lot of Tom Cruise movies because of Mission Impossible.
If you are a Tom Cruise fan, we had a very extensive catalog.
Oh, yeah, we did the whole Mission Impossible series. We did, Minority Report and Last Samurai.
Yeah, we're going to do more,
very
though,
good episodes. 100%.
They are very good episodes. Mission Impossible 2, especially.
Budget doves.
Oh, man, so
good. That teaser lives rent-free in my head.
All right.
Okay, so next up, I have another episode in mind.
I would assume so, because that's the end of the episode. Works. We're done.
That's a wrap. 8 minutes in.
Did it in 10.
Yeah, so 20 questions. Go ahead.
I mean, start off
series?
With movie or series?
Or
is this a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are we doing decades again?
Blocks of decades.
Blocks of decades.
You want to do the 70s to 2000?
Yeah, are we doing 19, is this movie made in 1979 to 2000?
No.
Okay. Okay, so it's modern.
It's not Alien.
Andrew is obsessed. I really hope that there isn't some film we reviewed that was like released in 1970. Like, I know we haven't done Jaws.
I'm trying to think.
I know we haven't done Jaws. So we're safe there.
I don't think we've done another one that was older than Alien.
Blade Runner
was 80s.
Might be like the oldest I could come up with.
84?
81.
81. I knew it was like early 80s. Because it was right after Alien.
It's right. Yeah. Is it in between Star Wars and Raiders? Or is Raiders
Well, Star
before?
Wars is 77.
I know that. Well, I'm saying like when he's in the Star Wars franchise and then it doesn't matter. That's not relevant to this question.
Raiders came out before Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yes. Did it?
No, it was after.
Oh.
Okay. I was pretty sure.
Empire came out before Blade Runner.
Sure did.
Right? Did it?
79.
We're all like, did it?
No, 80.
80.
80.
Whatever.
Yeah. We had a whole quiz show about this.
It was Empire, Blade Runner, Raiders.
Okay.
Somewhere anyway, in there, the Ewoks have.
Back on track.
It's 2000. It's a modern film.
It's a modern film. We've done a lot of modern films.
We could do Marvel.
I thought about that, but I don't know if that narrows it enough to satisfy.
It doesn't narrow it a ton.
But we can't ask, is it a Marvel film? And if he says yes, then like the pool got real much smaller.
It does. If not, then it didn't really.
I mean, we didn't really learn a whole lot. We learned something. We know it's not Thor.
Yeah, because we've done Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Ant-Man,
Thor,
Doctor
Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We've done Moon Knight. No, I mean, it's a movie. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's not.
That's not terrible.
I mean, we're scrabbling here. Is this movie in the Marvel franchise?
No.
Okay. We didn't whittle it down.
Well, we also had the two Spider-Man or three Spider-Man films because No Way Home and then Across and Beyond
Spider-Verse. Which I don't. I guess those are. I said Marvel film, not MCU. I think.
I mean, it's.
I wouldn't be that pedantic.
Because some of these questions are pretty loaded, depending on how pedantic you want to be.
I'm not the pedantic one on this podcast, so don't sweat it.
Andrew here. Was Tom Cruise a samurai? I'm just like, ha!
Well, actually.
I will hurt you.
So it's not a Marvel film. See, you can't even ask if it was a Disney film, because that basically, they own everything.
They really do these days. So I actually think it would be fun. Let's challenge Ryan a little. Let's ask him kind of these off the wall bits here and see if he actually researched enough to know.
I'll have to probably look some stuff up if you start getting a while. But I'm good to do that.
Oh man. Okay.
So what? Think about our catalog.
So it's not a Marvel film, modern film, and it's a movie.
Yes. Have we reviewed enough stuff that went straight to streaming that it's worth going box office versus streaming?
Or we could ask if it was a Hans Zimmer soundtrack.
I don't mind that. We have a decent number of
those. There's a decent number of Hans Zimmer soundtracks in here.
Or is it a Christopher Nolan film? Because that's the same thing,
also,
basically.
Yeah. Well, almost, because it still could be a Christopher Nolan film, because I don't think he did the Prestige soundtrack.
Did he? Don't remember now. We can't Google it, so I'm not sure. Ryan would have to confirm that, since we're not allowed to look at stuff.
Hans Zimmer?
You want to do Hans Zimmer? Yeah. Did Hans Zimmer compose the score?
No, he did not.
Okay. All right. Now it's time to start flailing. Just ask any composer you can think of.
Not Gladiator. Obviously not Last Samurai.
Inception.
Not Inception.
If it was Last Samurai, it's so rude.
They'll never think of Tom Cruise again.
What if every 20 questions is just a Tom Cruise film? He's like, you throw them the curveball, and then they're like, okay, cool, he won't throw the curveball again. And then you throw them a curveball again. And you're like, surely he won't throw the curveball the third time. And then you throw him again.
Clearly I can't choose the cup in front of me.
Let's see.
Okay,
let's
so see. It's not Hans Zimmer soundtrack.
No.
We could ask if it was a drama.
That's so subjective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like.
So I don't. I'm trying to think of how much it would limit it is if we asked if this was a direct to streaming release.
I mean, we could do that. That does narrow it down a decent amount.
It chops off some, at least.
Yeah.
Was this film a direct to streaming release?
No.
Okay, so I had a box office.
Mm.
Oh man, is this gonna be like Oppenheimer or something?
It's probably gonna be like Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. What about was this the highest grossing film in its release year?
Oh God. How do we even know that?
But we
I'm furiously Googling it.
I asked that question and Ryan's like, so what I'm gonna tell you right now is based on his reaction, it's not Mario Brothers, it's not Avatar. Bonus question.
Yeah, so you're learning the game.
I mean, depends on the country.
No, international. Okay. We're not wasting our time with this individual country.
We could do, is it animated?
Okay, yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah. Is the movie animated?
No.
Mm. Okay.
We're not getting big enough chunks here with these questions.
I know.
It's frustrating because I want to.
Okay, so modern film.
Not animated.
Not animated. No Hans Zimmer soundtrack.
And it has a box office.
It has a box office. So that leaves like, and it's not Marvel.
Everything. It's not Marvel. Okay, yeah, we did get rid of that.
So it could be The Notebook. It could be Oppenheimer, Barbie.
You got like a million more options here. You're never going to narrow it down like that. Do we want to try the Disney approach?
We haven't done that many Disney films, though.
Avatar is technically a Disney film.
I mean, we have Lightyear, I guess.
And we have Turning Red.
Turning Red's animated.
Oh, fair. Lightyear is.
Oh, Lightyear is too. Never mind. Yeah.
Also, like I kind of squeezed my face on that one.
Okay, so that leaves us Barbie, Oppenheimer, Notebook.
I mean,
well, we still did.
We got like all of Christopher Nolan's catalog in this, basically.
Hans Zimmer.
That's fair. No, Prestige Zimmer. Could be it.
Prestige, yeah, because I don't know if he did the soundtrack for Prestige or not. Are the people magicians?
Please no. There's got to be a better question. We should have thought about this before this started, about like how we could approach this to get to whittle off.
Yeah, but why would we try and game the system that way? It's more entertaining.
Because I'm here to win, listeners. Dang it.
How many questions are we up to?
You have 14 left.
14. Okay, so
you still got a lot of runway.
We could guess it right now and still match what we did. We have no idea.
You could. You can take a shot.
Andrew
right
is
now.
Beyond arm's length, and I think that was calculated.
Okay, so man,
it's been a long time since y'all asked a question.
Yes.
We could ask if it was DC.
That only gets rid of some. What about like sci-fi versus fantasy type things? Was it a sci-fi?
We haven't done a lot of sci. We haven't done a lot of fantasy.
We have done a chunk of sci-fi.
But if we ask if it's sci-fi and it's not sci-fi, it removes a ton of stuff.
It does. Yes, that's why I was.
Yeah, I think we should ask.
Okay, is this film sci-fi?
Yes.
Frick.
Dang it. That helped us nothing.
This could be like.
Well, it kind of did.
It could be like The Creator. It's not The Creator, because I asked the budget thing halfway and he panicked. He would already know.
I don't know. He may have thought that it was The Golf Rules.
That's how budgets work. That's how box office works.
To be crystal clear, I don't pay enough attention to box office to be aware of if it was. I was like,
But you would have known if it was Avatar.
Sure.
So it is sci-fi.
Okay, but it had a theatrical. Well, no, but then that's the thing. Rebel Moon had a theatrical release, technically.
Oh, God. Please tell me this isn't Rebel Moon. Zack Snyder doesn't limit it down enough. We need to find common thread actors in these.
Mm.
Like a Harrison Ford. I mean.
There are two Indiana Jones films that happened in the modern era.
They did, yes. And they are kind of sci-fi.
One of them is definitely sci-fi.
I feel like time travel also counts as sci-fi.
I guess. It's still more fantasy in Dial of Destiny, though. Okay,
Is Harrison Ford in this film?
No.
Okay. There, we've solved that problem. Just cut this one off before it goes too far.
Cut it off at the legs.
Okay, so we have 12 questions left.
We do.
Mm.
We're not doing good with this.
No, this one's much harder.
I can hear...
Tom Cruise was our lifeline.
I can hear the furious text from my wife when she's listening to this episode right now. Like, why aren't you asking such and such? It's so obvious. And I'll look at it and be like, yeah, it was obvious.
It's much harder when you're in the moment. So whoever's listening to this and then get mad at me, don't get mad at me.
No. Do get mad at him. Just don't leave me out of it.
Just blame Andrew, just not Steve.
Clearly, it's my fault.
Always.
Clearly. Okay. 12 questions.
So it is a sci-fi.
Modern release.
Not Marvel.
Not Marvel.
Not Hans Zimmer.
Not animated.
Not
animated, because that knocks off like Meet the Robinsons. Gosh, we've done a lot of sci-fi.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we want to do something like, does it take place in space? Maybe something like that.
Did we do any that took place in space? I mean,
and of course, Interstellar comes to mind.
Hans Zimmer. Yeah. Space would not be the call there.
No. Does it take place in, well, if it's sci-fi, it has to be some sort of future.
Ish.
I swear, this is Ready Player One.
Oh, we did do Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Is it a Steven Spielberg movie?
Does that eliminate enough options?
No.
This is kind of being Ready Player One. Mad about it. And I can't, the thing is, I can't come up with a common thread to get rid of more than, we need more actors. Like Tom Cruise was easy because it gave us actor, like a director or.
Are there.
Let me help you out just a little bit.
No.
Oh, a hint. No, I'll take a hint. Okay. I'll take pity points.
I was just going to say. Science fiction
is a broad category.
Yeah. That's all I'll say.
Okay, so it's not Ready Player One.
He just came out. He just stepped out here.
I didn't say that.
He just spins us around.
I'm just saying that, like,
in circles.
I'm hearing a lot of the same type of science fiction from you guys, and we've reviewed a lot of stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Have we?
What?
Prey?
Ooh, that is a good option.
It is a good option.
Did it have a box office, though? It did not.
No,
the contract
direct to streaming
contract didn't allow.
Yeah. Okay.
I was gonna laugh if Ryan all of a sudden just started fiercely typing. Oh crap!
This was a mistake. Okay.
Pivot.
Sci-fi.
Or we asked, like, did this take place in space? And he's like, yes.
Kind of sci-fi. What's kind of sci-fi?
What are there? So dystopian would be a genre within sci-fi. But of course, Blade Runner's not in the decades that we have remaining to us.
No, Last of Us is a TV show.
Yeah. Brother, what else?
This is hard.
Well, the problem is I can't come up with a good question.
It could
question.
Be the Batman. He's kind of sci-fi.
Is he sci-fi?
No. I mean, a lot of the stuff, well.
I'm trying to keep such a poker face over here and not just like react to everything you say.
All the stupid stuff that we're just going to.
Would The Flash be considered sci-fi?
Do you want to just ask, is it a DC film?
You got 12 questions left.
Is it a DC film?
It is not.
Okay, there.
Okay.
Stop thinking about The Flash.
Well, no, that is sci-fi.
I know it is, but stop thinking about it. Hold on, Fast X isn't sci-fi, is it?
Oh, no. Don't say that.
No.
I don't know. Fast X kind of counts as animated, though.
It kind of does. it also counts as a fantasy.
It's a whole lot of genres.
Nos is magic. It's all genres together. Mm. So do we want to try like the drama approach? Maybe?
I guess.
Is this a drama?
There are definitely dramatic moments in this movie.
Oh, that didn't narrow down anything.
That doesn't help at all.
I know less than I knew before.
What I'm trying to do, if I say just a hard yes on that, then you're going to be like, bad, it's a drama. And it's like, it's a type of drama. Dramatic moments in it.
Sci-fi? That's
not Hans Zimmer. That's not animated. That's a movie.
Had a box office release.
That's not Marvel or DC.
No.
This one is a hard one.
This is really hard.
And it's not.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh man. We already eliminated like Marvel and stuff, so we could have asked like, is it a multiverse?
Is it a multiverse? That's a good question.
Is it a multiverse?
No.
Dang it.
Get wrecked.
Is Michelle Yeoh in it?
Is that a question you actually? We've only reviewed two things.
Two movies with her in it.
And you just eliminated one.
I know.
Well, and Crouching Tiger isn't really a.
It's not a sci-fi.
Yeah.
It also wasn't released after 2000.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, about 2000. It was.
A little mini stroke there.
I mean, I guess The Prestige. Were they magicians?
Okay, is it a Christopher Nolan film?
No.
Okay. Okay. Stop gnawing on that bone.
Eight questions remaining.
Oh man.
Okay, so moving forward for the next set after we get this one right, is basically decades. Is it a Christopher Nolan film? Is Tom Cruise in the movie?
That's a good start to most of these lists. Yes. What have we reviewed?
I know.
That's man. Like Prey. I thought Prey was a good approach.
I thought I had Everything Everywhere.
That was also a good approach. So it's not.
So recap all the things you've asked.
Okay, so it is sci-fi. It is a movie. It had a box office release.
It is not Marvel or DC.
It's not Marvel or DC.
It's not animated.
Not animated.
It is technically a sci-fi and it has dramatic moments.
Not Hans Zimmer and not Christopher Nolan directed.
Yep. It's not a multiverse.
Not a multiverse. That one was a wasted question, really. But
I thought Everything Everywhere.
It was a pointed question to ask. Is it Everything Everywhere without getting eliminated, basically? I'm going to be mad when he tells us what this is.
I know. I'm going to be so mad.
This is the worst.
I mean, it could be one of the avatars.
That's why I wanted to ask about Disney, but we've already whittled it down so
hard. Well, no, but that's the thing. That only removes, like, basically two films because everything else is animated by Disney.
I guess. But see, what we should do next time is Disney should be one of the first questions
because
Marvel and the umbrella, basically.
Assuming that is how he looks at it.
That is how he should look at it. Disney owns Marvel.
If the question was worded properly, that is how.
There it is
right there.
Now it comes out. I saw those glasses slide up your face as you said that.
Does it deal with water?
Oh my gosh! That only takes care of one of the two Avatar films.
Is Sam Worthington in the
movie?
Are
there blue people?
No. Is Sigourney Weaver in the movie?
Sure.
No, actually, no. Don't ask that question because we already know it's not Alien. We already know it's not Alien, and she's in both Avatar films.
Can we please find a way to eliminate the Avatar? This is the worst.
You have 8 questions remaining.
I know. Oh. All right, we need to ask a question. We need to come up with something.
I got nothing.
This being a sci-fi.
You figure out how to eliminate one of the avatars or both of them. I don't care. Are blue people in it?
I already said that. I don't care. Are blue people in it?
No.
Okay.
I had to think if there was any single character.
It's going
to
be that moment when he's frantically thinking, was Yondu in the flashback in Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay, so it's
if
not
there is a blue person, it's like one dude in like a background. It's not a lot of the character. Maybe. I'm trying to think of any possible scenario.
I mean, I guess it could be the creator.
There's probably a blue person in the creator the lost.
I mean, there are people that are blue shirts.
Is that Yondu? Look at that mohawk.
I mean, it could be the creator.
It could be, but how would you, like, there's
got to. I wouldn't say someone in a blue shirt is a blue person.
Yeah.
I'll give you that much. I wouldn't be. He wore blue. That far.
So we have 7 questions.
And they're blue when they're under the Nomad.
Mm.
Both sad and illuminated.
Oh, the Nomad. I'm so sad.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be so mad when you tell us this one.
I am too. Even if we get it right, I'm still going to be mad. I'm already mad.
You still got 7 questions.
It doesn't matter. We're not finding good ways to lop off large portions here, and it bothers
me. It's because we watch and review so many different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's Tom Cruise or Christopher Nolan, I guess.
Sci-fi.
Not
a typical one that we already eliminated Minority Report from this.
I know, and I'm so annoyed that it wasn't Everything Everywhere. I thought I had it. I got nothing. Like, I mean, we could just start like removing specific films, but we don't have that many questions.
So wasteful.
Yeah, so wasteful.
What else do we have in the cat? I just wish I had the catalog in front of me so I could see.
Are there any general questions that would knock out multiple specific films?
That's what we're trying to find out, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to do. Oh, I know. Andrew's spicy over here.
Trying to.
You keep your mouth shut.
I'll stay quiet over here. I'm going to knock off one of the questions just because.
This is one of those now where it's like we get real subjective. Was the CGI good?
No, you can't ask those kind of questions.
Why can't I?
Because it's part of the review. That's a subjective opinion.
I'm not asking if we thought it was good in the review. I'm asking Ryan, was it good?
I guess if something is known for great CGI or terrible, I would probably let that go as like a, I mean, if that was some, like a definitive, like, you know.
It has thing. Semi. I think it's got to be the creator.
I don't think it is. What if it's Godzilla Minus One? That's sci-fi.
Yeah, technically. We could ask, does it have a big monster in it?
Does it have a big monster in it?
Define big.
Building size.
No. Hold on. Nope, that's too big. Double human size or greater.
Okay. We're on the razor's edge here.
So we're talking like 10 to 12 feet or higher kind of levels here.
And the specific word you used was monster, correct?
Yes. That is. I'm regretting it right now.
It's too generic.
A monster that is double the size of a human.
Or greater. Yes.
No.
Ooh, okay. What? So this is something smallish.
Adam's Family?
That's not.
It's the 90s. It's fine.
I'm thinking of a little dark monster. Pugsley.
You saw where I was going with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Black monster. That was what it was. Not dark.
What small demon
relative,
child?
Relative. No. You're getting too small. This is less than double the size.
But what did we review that has like some small monster in it?
I hate this so much. I hate this so much.
I'm glad that.
I love the extremes of like, if it's not building size, what is it, the size of a thimble?
Like, I'm trying to establish that they could be the same size as a human. He's like, what is this itty bitty child monster?
Calm down. I don't even know. Like, what? What did we review that had some small.
Is it part of a larger franchise?
Yes. Five questions remaining.
Okay. Tell me where you're going with this.
Well, I just, one, we need to remember that for future freaking starts. Because you can eliminate Marvel with that.
It's a good question.
Golly. It is a good question. Okay. But, okay, start of another franchise or part of a franchise?
Part of a larger franchise.
We haven't.
Well, so you got to remember that. That also, because typically with our, not to metagame this, with our reviews, we're not reviewing the fourth
series. We're reviewing.
Unless it's freaking Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't count, though.
Not anymore. We eliminated it.
Yeah. Okay. Part of the series, or part of a franchise.
Franchise is the specific word.
Means that it has to be the first one.
I swear, if, like, Prey release in, like, freaking Budapest and made $50. I'm like so angry.
Pedantic nonsense. So
$8.
Part of a franchise.
Uh-huh. This really didn't help us narrow anything down.
It's definitely not the creator now.
Yeah. Okay. See, yeah. I took care of it. I found a way. And I took care of
it. It can't be Godzilla.
No, I took care of Godzilla. I took care of the creator. I took care of both avatars, all of Marvel. That's a good question. I need to remember that one for next go.
Okay. And DC. Also.
We just wholesale. Of course, when he says yes, that doesn't limit anything, but whatever.
That's not double the size of a human.
Or greater. It's not animated.
It's not,
Like, what? That's the part that gets me. What did we review?
The other Tom Cruise movie was Top Guns.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew we did some other Tom Cruise movie. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Man, we could have been absolutely just wrecked.
Dune?
Oh. But it has the worm is gigantic. Even the Baron's that tall.
I don't know. The Baron's.
Wait, hold on. No, he hesitated. What about the creepy spider thing? That's a monster.
I mean, okay. Oh, for
wait, hold on. Dune had Hans Zimmer. We already eliminated
him. Yeah, you're right.
The merry-go-round that you guys go on, it always comes back to Zimmer.
We have, what, five questions left?
Five questions.
God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're bad at this. We're so bad at this.
No, this is just
start
hard.
Taking a shot. Let's
start taking a shot.
Don't rush us.
The issue is you're like,
don't take a shot.
You're like, start taking a shot, but we've eliminated this in such a way that I can't come up with anything that fits even close to these parameters anymore.
I just, like, the monster part is what gets me.
That's a difficult question, and I think it's leading you down a wrong path, is what I'll say.
Okay, so it's sci-fi.
It's not the thing, because we haven't reviewed the thing.
Not a typical sci-fi in the sense of, like, probably rocket ship space. Not animated. Yeah. It is part of a larger franchise.
Not being animated is really that actually threw me for a loop, too.
Yeah. This could still technically be Rebel Moon.
It technically could be Rebel Moon.
Yeah, because it's got a second part coming out.
It does.
I wish we had done more. Actually, I don't wish that we had done more Zack Snyder reviews, but I wish we had so I could use it as a way to eliminate it. I'm happy I haven't had to watch more of his films.
Was this movie bad?
That's subjective. What about did this movie bomb?
I mean, but that's the thing. Rebel Moon was in theaters.
And it did bomb.
It did bomb, but that doesn't mean anything.
Was this movie critically panned?
No, that's too general. Does this movie have lasers?
But all sci-fi has lasers.
But no, but that's the thing. The monster thing is technically like...
Okay, but where are you going with lasers? Like, what are you...
No. That was just a joke.
Okay.
literally take anything that I say seriously.
You see what I have to work with over here?
Pairing the two of you up is...
Well, you always...
I think Rebel Moon is pretty much the only thing that matches this. It's sci-fi. It has some kind of creature in it that is relatively the size of two
it's got
humans.
Like the spider lady. It's got the griffin.
Yeah, it did have a theatrical release. It doesn't have Hans Zimmer as a thing. It's not part of any other thing.
It is part of a franchise.
It's part of the franchise, but it's not Marvel or DC. It's not animated.
Yeah,
and it's modern.
What is a way that we could approach asking about this film that would also potentially eliminate other things we can't think of right now?
Is it Star Wars without being Star Wars?
That only eliminates one film.
I don't know. That's it. That's all I got. That's the best guess I can have.
You have five questions.
Was it directed by Zack Snyder?
No.
Okay, it's not Rebel Moon.
It's not Rebel Moon.
All right. I will just burn a question just to get
it out of the mind. Four questions remain. And the last question has to be guessing.
Yeah.
So really only three questions.
I'm going to start. I'm going to be like this when you do your next soundtrack.
Hold on. Could the Barbie movie be sci-fi?
It's more fantasy. More soft magic
magical,
system.
Yeah.
Ken is a monster, though.
He's more than twice the size of a normal human.
He's got patriarchy. Twice the
sunglasses. That's true.
Is the atom bomb considered a monster?
I was wondering about Oppenheimer too. Yeah. But part of a larger franchise.
Though. I know. I mean, Oppenheimer's the larger franchise for the Saving Private
Ryan.
It's all WW2 part of the cinematic Lord universe.
WW2. Calm down, Hulk Hogan.
Brother. Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm aware that you have nothing. I've been aware of that for a while.
Wow, that's rude.
That is rude.
I've tried.
I know you have. I appreciate that. I hate this.
This is awful.
Miserable.
This is
I didn't realize when I was going from the easiest question ever to the hardest one ever.
I feel this is like a deep cut review.
But how can it be though? It's part of a larger franchise. That part is bothering me.
I know. Part of a larger franchise that isn't any of the ones that we've already talked about.
Sci-fi.
What could this be?
We
didn't review Edge of Tomorrow. We didn't. And it's not. Hans Zimmer is also the.
He's in a lot of sci-fi.
And it's definitely not the Prestige then, because that's not part of a franchise.
No. We already eliminated it. We asked if this was directed by Christopher Nolan.
You're talking about
magicians.
You could ask about actors.
Like Harrison Ford doesn't really help us.
Didn't we already ask
that? That one.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, he's not.
I can't remember. Who's another big actor who's been in a lot of sci-fi movies?
Stardust is not a franchise.
No. It's not sci-fi. That's fantasy.
I know.
The problem is we've gone through such a wealth of content recently. I can't really go further back than September. Yeah. Oh, boy. This is brutal. I hate this.
Four questions.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Animated.
No, the live action one.
That happened in 2000?
Oh, you're right. Dang it.
I haven't worried about turtles just because we eliminated it at the start.
About turtles.
Hold on. We're going to burn a question.
Okay.
Was this film released between 2000 and 2010?
No.
Okay.
It is 2011 to now.
Okay.
So that gets us
somewhere.
I don't know where, but it somewhere. Feels like it should have eliminated something, but I don't know what.
What you should have asked was if it was from 2000 to 2015.
Yeah, take a bigger. But then when he says yes, then it's 15 years to choose from.
Well, but that's actually a much smaller thing because we've reviewed a lot more stuff that's more recent.
True.
You should have consulted me before this.
You went rogue.
I'm blaming you now.
I've just been in charge is the problem.
Oh, that is wow. That is so not true.
Wow.
For the moment, Andrew said, I have nothing.
You did say that.
It's hyperbole.
I don't know.
I'm not going to burn questions without consulting my partner over here.
Give me something to throw at the wall.
Oh, no.
Three questions.
We really only have two questions.
Two questions and a guess.
I want to start asking specific years.
Does this come out in the first 3 months?
I think that if we add, we just have to burn one of our questions on basically, did this come out from 2018 to 2024?
You think 2018?
Yeah.
So you're trying to split in half. Okay. Was this released between 2018 and 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't tell me what this is, though.
No, it does. It at least helps.
I mean, it does. It does. Like, don't get me wrong.
So we know. We know it's not the creator. We know it's not Rebel Moon. We know We know it's obviously no DC or animated or anything like that.
But it is part of a franchise.
It is part of a franchise.
This is ridiculous.
We know it's not Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's not part of a franchise.
So I know, but we already eliminated.
Yeah. I know. I'm aware.
I'm going over the options. God.
You're agreeing with each other while arguing, and it's wild to see.
Yes. We know it. Okay, it's not a TV show. It's not like Kaleidoscope or any nonsense like that. It's
nonsense. Like,
I'm doing my best not to curse. That's the.
It's okay. You got it. You got it. You're doing
that
good.
That is a bit of a challenge right now.
It's very hard.
Yeah. You're doing good.
So
we
have one question and one guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not animated.
From release between 2018 and present day.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi, part of a larger franchise.
Oh, we're going to be so mad.
It's going to be so obvious, too. And throw this chair.
This is the worst. Just the absolute worst. Oh, my God.
Maybe next time we should have like a third party to do this, and we all three could be going back.
I'm just going to run upstairs and just throw a chair out the window.
There are windows down here.
It's your window.
Those are the more expensive windows. The windows down here are cheaper.
Do them down here.
Oh, my gosh. What did we review? It's a sci-fi release. 2018 to present day.
I can't think of anything.
I know. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Man, do we surrender on this? Because
no,
it's gone forever.
You never surrender.
Never say
no
die.
FF. All right. No forfeits.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the listeners, though, because they're probably all having an aneurysm right now.
Because they can cheat and they can go look at our discography.
Andrew's accusing our listeners of being cheaters.
Yeah, he immediately
I guarantee there. You that's what they're doing.
What stupid freaking film is this?
It came out in 2018.
To modern day.
Hans Zimmer did not do the soundtrack, so it can't even be Top Gun Maverick. That could be almost sci-fi.
I wouldn't think of it as one.
It's not Dune.
Yeah, we got that with Hans Zimmer.
I know.
Which was nice to actually know that we got that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
But that's the thing.
No,
Prey came out.
No, stop. Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah. That's sci-fi.
That is part of a franchise.
That was released recently.
It was released recently. Back to the first episode.
The afterlife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they capture ghosts?
The monsters aren't that large.
Yeah. Oh. There's no Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in this one.
There are. They're small, though.
They are small.
Oh, crap. I kind of want to just burn
you
it
got two questions.
No, we have two questions. You answer one to confirm.
The Sigourney Weaver question would have revealed.
I know. Yeah, you see?
I'm so mad about that now. Do we ask if this film was a play on nostalgia?
No, you ask, do they capture ghosts?
Go for it.
Do they capture ghosts in this film?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters Afterlife, released in 2021. Directed by Jason Reitman, starring Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard. Definitely
and Sigourney
has
Weaver.
And Sigourney Weaver is in it, so that would have helped the whole time. I'm over here just like, trying to like, you know, ha, yeah, that'd be wild if he asked that. I'm like, it would absolutely help you. Well, in theory, it would have helped you.
Well, no, Sigourney Weaver is actually in a lot of films that we've reviewed.
She's
in all three of the Ghostbusters.
But I think the two of you forgot that you reviewed Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes.
So knowing she's in it, you probably would have been like, what did we review that had Sigourney Weaver in it?
Entirely, though. Yeah. I just decided it was like, it's part of a bigger franchise. It was like, what franchise has had a film?
Ghostbusters? Yeah.
Son of a freaking. Oh my God.
You guys got it. At the buzzer. God. I was like, they're going to be so mad. Because you kept saying all the stuff of like, it's in a franchise.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's definitely science fiction. There's like
science
in the guns.
Monsters on the proton pack.
But the first time you asked sci-fi, you started talking, Steven's like, well, it's got to be in the future. And then y'all both started talking about stuff. And I was like, they're going to get on like this path of like, it's got to be the future. And that you're getting further away.
Oh, that was a good one. That was
and then
one.
The monster one, I was racking my brain because I don't remember a lot of Afterlife. And I was like, was there a monster larger than two people in it? And I was like, there were ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
The demon dogs,
not an afterlife. They're all relatively small scale.
Yeah,
right. The demon dogs are like one person
like
size.
Demon yeah, child.
They're not much.
Yeah. So then I'm like, it's less than two people, and you go, "What tiny animal monsters?" And I'm like, "It's not a tiny animal. It's a demon dog. It's pretty big, actually." All right, that was good. Good job, guys.
I don't want compliments for that effort.
We got it at the end.
I was so stressed for you. I was over here just like, and yeah, you asked some of those questions. I was like, oh man, these are on the edge. Okay, you want to go for one more?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. I am thinking of an episode we've reviewed. Go ahead, ask your 20 questions.
Movie or series, right?
Yeah.
Is this a movie?
No.
Okay, it's a TV series. Do we want to ask animated?
Animated is good.
Is this animated?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we got G-Witches.
So we have G-Witch, Arcane. OAuthMS Team, Young mm-hmm. Justice.
Mm-hmm. What other animated series have we reviewed?
Spy Family.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, crap. Because I was going to say, we could ask if it was anime, but Scott Pilgrim's like right on the
No, Scott Pilgrim's anime.
Yeah, oh, that's fair. Yeah, it was done by...
It's anime. Okay, so...
Do you want to ask if it's like Western animation or Eastern animation?
No, I think that's two. There's only two shows that we've done that are Western animation.
I mean, Arcane, Young Justice.
Arcane, Young Justice.
Yeah, I guess that is it.
Yeah, because Science Saru did Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim. So it is animated... Is a series. Do I ask a release question?
You could ask if it was done on broadcast TV.
Let's do a release question. Let's see if this was this released.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if we do a release question,
do you want to do before 2000 or after 2000?
2010. So basically from the 70s all the way to 2010. There's so top heavy with mm-hmm. newer shows. Mm-hmm.
But like 08th would get broken out by the other stuff.
If it's anything lower than 2010, it's 08th. That's the only one that we've done that's...
Okay, do we want to say...
Because Young Justice was like 2014 or 2013 or something.
It might have been a little earlier than that.
Yeah,
it's somewhere after 2000. Yeah, that's not relevant. So do we want to say like...
Split it.
When was Arcane released?
2020?
Was it 2020?
No, it was 2021. Because it came out when we started the podcast.
Yes, okay. Because I was going to say, do we want to try to get a closer year and like break it, you know, after 2022 or...
Because if it was after 2022, that leaves us with...
That's G-Witch, that's Spy Family.
G-Witch, Spy Family, Scott Pilgrim.
That doesn't really narrow it down. I really feel like...
We could ask if it has Mecha in it. I mean, at least gets rid of 08MS Team, G-Witch, and G-Witch 2.
Are we counting those as two separate, I guess?
Yeah, because they're two separate reviews.
Ryan, is that how that works?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, they're two separate reviews.
Are there Mecha in it? Oh, my gosh.
Not predominantly. There might be one in an episode that I can't remember. So I can't rule out 100%, but it is not.
Okay, so it's not G-Witch. It's not 08.
It's not G-Witch and not 08. So that means that it's either Young Justice, because there could be robots in that. It also could be Arcane, depending on his version of what he would consider a mecha.
Scott Pilgrim has a little robot.
And that's the thing, too. Like, so it could be Scott Pilgrim, Young Justice, Arcane.
What are we missing here? I feel like we're missing another show.
Is it 3D animated?
Ooh, traditional versus 3D? That doesn't really...
I mean, we're only down to three options now.
They're all 3D animated.
No, that is false.
Do you want to ask the question about like where it was released to streaming?
Like,
was it released on Netflix kind of thing? Because that's Arcane, if it is, right?
No, that's Arcane and Scott Pilgrim. Justice was Hulu?
It was Disney, right?
No, Justice was on HBO.
It was on HBO, that's right, yeah.
There's probably some series that we're completely missing.
That's actually what I'm really concerned about. There's some other animated series that we've just forgotten
and
about.
Spy Family doesn't have any mecha in it.
At least not the portion we reviewed.
No, I mean, it definitely doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, but he didn't. Wasn't.
But that's the thing is, like, I think all three of those, particularly Young Justice, could possibly have something in it.
Like Cyborg's there. He's almost a mecha. Yeah.
How do we word this to narrow down two options?
We have Young Justice.
I mean, we could just ask it. No.
Ask what?
We could. Well, yeah, you could ask if it was a Japanese production.
Well, that's kind of where I was going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Is it a Japanese production?
No.
Okay. So either Young Justice or Arcane.
Arcane. How do we eliminate that?
3D animation.
They both have 3D animation. I mean,
no, Young Justice is hand-drawn.
Is it all hand-drawn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this 3D animated?
Define what you're asking as far as 3D animated.
3D models that are that do not look hand-drawn.
Predominantly no. CGI.
So no, this was not done.
No.
Okay.
So are you thinking Young Justice then? Is this a DC property?
No.
Crap. Crap. There's something we're forgetting.
What are we missing?
Crap.
Okay, so we know it's not 08 the Mess Team. We know it's not G-Witch. We know it's not Young Justice. We know that it's probably not Arcane, and it probably not Scott Pilgrim or, well, we know it's not Scott Pilgrim because that's a Japanese production.
Correct. Yeah, we eliminated all the Japanese productions. So what's a non, oh, wait, hold on. We didn't review, we haven't reviewed like Avatar, have we?
No.
Okay, good. Had a concern.
No Spider-Man, no TMNT.
TV series, and it is animated, correct? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Not Scott Pilgrim.
No.
Because that's a Japanese production.
A TV series. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
Gravity Falls. Do we want to, is
that
it,
does have a mecha in it.
It does, yes.
It does.
Do you want to ask
about Little Gideon?
Yeah. Do you want to ask about Disney? Is it a Disney?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could probably ask that. Yeah.
Is it a Disney production?
Yeah.
It's Gravity Falls.
Is it Gravity Falls? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Gravity Falls?
It's Gravity Falls. So I had this moment when you asked, "Is there a mecha in it?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
Little
Gideon.
Little Gideon,
yeah,
little Gideon gets in a mecha.
Gets in a mecha. Yeah."
And I was sitting there like, what does Andrew define as mecha? You know, and I was like,
how does this definition work?
I think he's in a mecha. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But yeah, no, like, I knew that we were forgetting one series.
See, I did too. When you guys were like, it's either Arcane, this, or this, I was like, all right.
Well, no, because when you asked if it was DC, I was like, okay, there's something we're missing here.
Yeah, well, as soon as he said no to that, then I was like, all right, I knew in my heart of hearts that we were overlooking some animated series we had done, and then... Duh, Gravity Falls.
That's a good way
Gravity
to pull it back.
Just one of the best animated series.
Yeah.
Because when I said...
It was a great episode, too. Like, we had a lot of fun reviewing
it. Oh, yeah. But when I said Avatar, because my wife and I watched all three seasons of Avatar and then immediately watched both seasons of Gravity Falls. So when I said that, then I was like, Falls.
Triggered core memory.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. I got that one quick.
How many questions?
17 left. No, 16 left.
Four questions?
No, wait.
No.
We asked more than that.
Sorry. More than that.
I closed the tab. I had my counter up. Book.
History. It was probably 7 questions.
Yeah, I think you got 7.
We either asked 6 or 7.
Yeah, yeah.
So much better than the Ghostbusters.
No, that was okay. Yeah,
that was much more satisfying.
We'll have to do this again. That was fun.
That was actually
a lot of fun. And I think what I'm learning, I think what you guys are learning is like the hack questions of like the decades thing.
Yeah,
you know, and like
Disney from the start.
Well, it was animated and we knew it was a series, like asking mecha.
That was a good shot.
Yeah, and that's why I thought about being like, yes, like there's mecha in it, but I don't want to like lead you so hard down the...
Well, but then the Japanese production just...
Japanese production wiped, locks out.
Which is why I wanted to do anime early, but that's probably too broad a term, so that's a good approach.
Yep.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Woo. Especially that second one, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I'm still glad that we got it.
Haunting.
Yeah, you did. I mean, at the buzzer, I was like... I was like, what possible last ditch question could they ask to narrow it down? I was hoping you were going to ask if Sigourney Weaver was in it. But then I was like, they'd probably be like, I don't know, Avatar. Wrong. Okay. That sounds like about all the time we got. Definitely. This has been a fun unscripted. But yeah, check out our Patreon. For just $1, you can get access to all of our bonus content.
Oh, you can listen to us play other buzzer game shows against each other and flail around. Sometimes flail just as much as that second question. And sometimes sound competent like the first and third question.
Yes. You get access to, we have commentaries on there where we do like Mystery Science Theater 3000 style.
We have Patreon picks polls, which right now we have one going on right now. For just $1, you can vote on basically what we're going to review. Patrons get early access to it before it hits the main feed. Right now it's comedic heist. So we have Pink Panther Strikes Again, Ocean's 11, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Tower Heist. And Snatch.
So a good little list. Get in there and vote, and you know, shape the course, the history of this podcast.
Dictate what we review.
Yeah. And until next time, you know, follow us on social, share us with a friend. I'm Ryan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Steven.
And every spoiler was intended.